Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Verfume, our producer, also a young adult, and Paul Sadek, our technical producer, not so young of an adult, coming to you from and through the Relevant Radio Studios, 1330 AM in Golden Valley. You know, 3 years ago, my wife and I moved to a rural area, and I have to say, I have really come to value and appreciate the quiet, reflective environment that is so pervasive out here. It can really aid in directing one's soul to listen for the voice of God and receive His care. Well, Trinity Sober Homes must know something of that effect of rural environments, as they are in the process of creating the St. Isidore Retreat Center in rural Minnesota. Joining us now to tell us more is Tim Murray, Executive Director of Trinity Sober Homes. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, how are you?
You know, as my great Irish grandfather would say, if I was any better, I'd be you. That's how good I am.
That's good. That's the first time I've heard that one, Tim. Very good. All right. Well, last time you were on the show, Tim, we talked about Trinity Sober Homes in general and the men you serve through this ministry. But today, we want to focus in on this new project you're undertaking down in the Mankato area. So start us out here. What got you thinking about doing a rural retreat center?
Well, thank you, Patrick. It's a great opportunity to be on Relevant Radio and on your show. I was reflecting in preparation for this and praying that I would say the right things. You know, as we talked about the last time, is that we've been blessed to have been founded by Father Martin Fleming, who passed here a couple years ago. And one of the things that Father always encouraged us to remember is what we call the centrality of the Jesus event. Putting Jesus at the center of all that we do. And for the last 11 years, we've been doing that with Trinity Sober Homes, and by just about any metrics, we've been doing very well. We have the highest post-treatment recovery rate in the nation at 71%, and that's compared to roughly a 50% recovery rate at most other places. And that we have part of our spiritual secret sauce is that we offer spiritual coaching. We're the only lay-driven Catholic sober house organization in the country that offers spiritual coaching. And as a result of that, we got together and we said, okay, we're doing very well after 10 years, 11 years, but what could we do better? And we took a look at that roughly 29% of men that are relapsing, and we discovered two things. One is that they were relapsing in their first 6 months with us, which didn't surprise us. What did surprise us was that they were relapsing on a Friday or a Saturday.
Okay.
And so, you know, those who enjoy and can moderate their alcohol intake, they can probably relate that maybe they might drink more on the weekends than they do during the week. And that certainly is true with an alcoholic who might be managing or struggling with their alcoholism during the week, but come about noon on Friday, it's a big green light. And so imagine doing that as a 50 or a 60-year-old recovering guy, your first time maybe being sober in decades. And you're busy during the week, but all of a sudden you're now sitting alone in your sober house on a weekend. You know, probably familiar with the old saying that, you know, the idle hands are the tools of the devil.
I was just thinking of that. Yep.
Well, in AA, you know, in the recovery world, we would say something similar, which is an alcoholic alone with his own mind is in a very bad neighborhood, Patrick.
Okay, yep.
And so we started thinking about, well, what could we do that would allow men to look forward to the weekend rather than white-knuckling it through the weekend? And we came up with, you know, the idea of, you know, maybe we should get a cabin, maybe we should get a farm. And with a lot of these projects, I typically go to other men who have been supportive and inspirational with me in this ministry, Father Bob Hart, and other men who are helpful to me, providing guidance and mentorship, and said, hey, what do you think of the idea of coming up with something like that? And usually people say, Tim, that's an idea. Yeah, boy, is that ever an idea.
Uh-huh. I speak Minnesotan, so I understand what you're saying there.
Right. And then every once in a while, Patrick, somebody says, wow, that's actually a really good idea.
A good idea, right. Yep, okay.
And so then I started talking to, 10 other people, and I'm a big believer that if I listen, God speaks through other people if I'm willing to listen to the message. Sometimes he's saying, that's not something I think I want you doing. And other times he says, you know what? That's something that I want you to pursue. And so if we jump to the end of the story, you're probably familiar with the psalm that says, be still and know that I am God. And I was able to attend now 12 Jesuit retreats out of De Montreville.
Yeah.
And they have changed my life.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to create something similar to that for our residents. So we bought a farm just south of Waseca in the Mankato area and are renovating it. And as I'm talking with you, I'm actually standing in front of a statue of Mary where we've developing a walking path to say the rosary. I'm looking in the other direction near the house, and there's a statue of Jesus with a bubbling fountain underneath that represents the living water, and with a little sign that says, welcome, come here to rest your weary soul. So that's the idea, and you're probably familiar with the concept that great ideas and horrible ideas look identical at the starting line. So in 2 years, when we talk again, I'll tell you whether this was either a brilliant or a horrible idea.
Well, so far, you'll get two thumbs up from me. It sounds like a wonderful idea to me. So how far along are the renovations right now?
So we're nearly complete. We'll have an informal open house for many of the volunteers. We probably had over 50 volunteers, and we've had 10 different contractors or subcontractors who in one way or another have donated or given us cut rates, lower rates on materials or labor. And so we're going to have a thank you for them on October 16th, and we'll probably have our first retreat with our men that following weekend.
Wow.
October 23rd, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very short order here. So that's wonderful. I'm very grateful for that. And so when you're talking about retreats, do you have in mind what exactly is it going to look like when men show up for the weekend?
Yeah, great question. So we're going to experiment to determine, sort of how is the Holy Spirit going to move us. Dick Rice and 9 of our spiritual coaches will help design the weekends. The weekends will range from silent retreats, maybe following the similar format of a Jesuit silent retreat, all the way through to guided weekends, topical weekends where we pick a particular topic. We'll also look at having what the Franciscans call a working retreat weekend, sort of similar to the Trappist monks who find great solace in both silence and doing hard work, like chopping wood and maybe using a chainsaw and doing other, sort of historically manly things.
Right, right. Okay, great. Yeah, what's the capacity of the house, Tim?
Yeah, so we'll have 8 individual bedrooms. We have capacity to add more. We'll see how the interest is. It'll initially be available to the men of Trinity. I'm assuming that there'll be interest maybe beyond that, and so over time it may become available to other groups. I'm meeting with Archbishop Quinn next week to discuss, how we might operate in coordination with the work in his archdiocese, because we're located inside of his archdiocese. So we're really open to how God wants to use this property and to use this opportunity.
How big is the property that the farmhouse sits on?
So we're on a 5-acre plot. If you've ever flown over country, farm country, you know, we're surrounded by thousands of acres of corn and soybeans. But you'll notice every once in a while as you fly over, you'll see these little wooded 5-acre areas, which I would call the hole in the donut, where the historical homesteads are. So this homestead was built in 1900. So it's a heavily wooded 5-acre lot. It's just beautiful, serene. The silence is wonderfully deafening. And it's about a 90-minute drive, which allows you to go from the busy city, and it's just the right amount of time to sort of decompress and arrive in a contemplative state of mind that Father Stokoe used to call being disposed.
That's right, being disposed. Yes, very good. Oh, I love it. I love it, Tim. Well, we're nearly out of time, but I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to say, well, I'm sure people are going to want to learn more about this. So where can they go to learn more and perhaps even, donate to be part of the process?
Sure. So on our website, which is at Trinity Sober Homes, and that's plural, trinitysoberhomes.org, there are pictures of the progress from the time we bought it till present day on the website, and there's a button there that they can look and say, there was a nice article in the Catholic Spirit, and so rather than it saying as seen on TV, it says as seen in the Catholic Spirit.
That's right.
And there's also a big button there that says donate if they want to share their time, treasure, or talents with us.
Wonderful. Tim, this sounds like an amazing idea. So again, from my perspective, not that my perspective means all that much, but it sounds fantastic. And I look forward to a couple years down the road, and hopefully even sooner than that, hearing back from you about how things are going and how the retreats have shaped up, and probably the 2 or 3 additions that you've already put on the farmhouse by that point. So God bless you, Tim. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for the ways that you're reaching out to men in recovery. And thank you for this great idea and saying yes to the Lord.
Well, Patrick, thank you. And thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Take care. God bless. All right. Well, it's time for our final break, but there's still more to come. On the flip side, Paul and I will offer some great ideas about how you can keep on practicing and growing your Catholic faith. So stick around.